The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. I'm going to look at this population issue after 7 o'clock. Gee, this is big time here now. Real trouble on the French side of the channel. Adam.
Yes, this on top, of course, of the stuff we've heard about in Macedonia and Greece at their border. But, yeah, this is where French officials moved in on the migrant camp in Calais, known as the Jungle. 4,000 people there who are waiting and trying to come to the UK. Basically, some of them, there are said to be some anarchists in amongst them and some activists. But anyway, stones and bottles were thrown, and French riot police moved in, and they used water hoses and tear gas. And the British Conservative MP, David Burrows, happened to be there at the time. He called it carnage. It may be a slight overuse of the word carnage, but anyway, that's what he says. And inhumane treatment of the refugees, some of whom, some of those tear gassed, indeed, were children. And now the camp is a smelly, crime-ridden...
Yeah, that's what they're saying, putrid.
But somehow demolishing it, wading in with riot police, doesn't seem like the absolute answer, does it?
Adam, what is the answer? No one knows what the answer is. This is this is a migration and humanitarian crisis, and many are arguing, and I'll be doing something about this after 7 o'clock, but many are arguing this could completely come to a point in a matter of 7 days. There's going to be a meeting with Turkey in Brussels. This is a big issue. That's just 4,000. That's just a slice of the action at Calais.
Tiny, tiny drip. You're right. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, now the cold-calling punishment.
Yeah, the government here promised a crackdown on unsolicited calls, and here today, boy, have they acted with a vengeance. Basically, a company called ProDial has been given the biggest fine yet in the UK, certainly £350,000 fine, for generating, get this, 46 million spam calls. Most of them were automated messages, basically hunting for those who were due a rebate for unnecessary payment protection insurance, the PPI thing, but 46 million times. And in a lot of cases, I mean, they became real nuisance calls. A doctor was one of 1,000 people who complained officially. He said that he received hundreds of calls, and he had to keep answering them in case it was a medical emergency. And yet every single time, there he was faced with the same damn message and the same machine.
Drive you insane.
Absolutely. So amen to that.
Amen.
Million calls have got a big fine.
I tell you what, they're a fair way out. 46 million calls, the cost of that, and a $350,000 fine. That'll steady him up. Pounds, not dollars. All right, Adam, talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.